when latex encases my flesh, will your body and mine ever enmesh? Dildo training does not allow your hands to wander, I avow. So that's a separate thing, remember. When I ride your cock down to an ember, latex torment will make you ache, though you hump my ass until you shake. The material is just too thick to allow stimulation to your dick. You say you'd like to suck my tits? Latex will cover my succulent bits. Beg to eat my pretty pussy. Tell me what you taste, you beta wussy. No nectar. No kidding. A rubber band? You're lucky, cucky, you get your hand. Hey, maybe you should wear the suit. Your little trapped hard-on would look so cute. And once I tease it with my doxy wand, I'll hear the moans of which I'm fond. Or if you're a coerced femme training sissy, I'll laugh while you're trapped and you get pissy. Let me out, you'll bitch and moan. Not until your walk you hone. I've got some locking stilettos, too. And some melon-sized falsies. Yes, I do. And you're going to prance while you sport them all. Or pictures I'll take, and your friends I'll call. Won't your wife like to see you pretty, with a nice tight cage on your little clitty? Beg me to keep it just between us. Well then prance and dance with no more fuss. Maybe I want you all encased in a vacuum bed, your pride defaced. Completely at my sadistic whim, with vibration, teasing, or electro-stim. Maybe all three at different times, while your captive cock leaks shameful slime. Maybe I'll cockstroke, maybe I'll beat it, ruin your orgasm and make you eat it. That would be a funky groove. So many options when a slave can't move. I guess now you get my point. Latex with torment is my joint. It doesn't really matter any which way for mistress and latex slave to while away the day.